Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 22nd, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. The U.S. Commerce Department has issued final rules in the landmark Chips and Science Law, which provides $52.7 billion for U.S. semiconductor production, research, and workforce development. These rules aim to prevent semiconductor manufacturing subsidies from being used by China and other countries that pose American national security concerns by setting guardrails that limit recipients of U.S. funding from investing in expanding semiconductor manufacturing in said countries for a period of 10 years. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority has provisionally approved Microsoft's restructured $69 billion takeover bid of gaming giant Activision Blizzard, renewing hopes that the biggest gaming deal ever will move forward. The CMA blocked the deal in April over fears that Microsoft would make some of its most popular games exclusively available on its own platforms. A revised deal last month agreed to sell some of Microsoft's gaming rights to video game publisher Ubisoft over the next 15 years, which keeps the cloud distribution of these games in the hands of a strong independent supplier. The UK regulator now has opened a consultation to determine if Microsoft's proposed remedies are good enough, and it has until October 6th to share its conclusions. Amazon announced that Prime Video users in the US, Canada, and parts of Europe will start seeing limited ads on shows and movies starting in early 2024 unless they pay an additional $3 per month on top of their regular Prime subscription. The streaming service is currently included for free with Prime, or $9 per month if purchased separately. Amazon didn't say exactly what limited ads means, but Variety states 4 minutes per hour seems to be a benchmark for the lowest amount of ad time in a streaming platform. The EU's CHIP Act, which aims to reduce the EU's vulnerabilities and dependencies on foreign actors by bolstering domestic supply, went into effect on Thursday this week. The global race for leadership in chips is a fact, and Europe must secure her active part in it, said Vera Jourova, the Commission's VP for Values and Transparency. In the EU, we have a great talent in research, but we are missing out on linking those advantages with production and rollout of the technology. The EU is investing 43 billion euros both publicly and privately and aims to bring global production capacity in chip manufacturing from 10% to 20% by 2030. At Microsoft's AI Surface launch event this Thursday, the company announced that its next Windows 11 update, available on September 26, will introduce public support for passkeys. Passkeys are passwordless logon technology that, instead of passwords, use your face, fingerprint, or device PIN to sign into accounts. The Windows 11 update will allow users to create, manage, and store passkeys and use them to access supported websites and services using their device's own authentication systems. The social network's X, formerly known as Twitter, is disabling Circles on October 31st. Launched in August of 2022, Circles was a bit like Instagram's close friend feature, meant to be sort of a middle ground between a public and private account where users could designate some tweets to be viewable only by a smaller circle of up to 150 followers. After October 31st, users won't be able to add people to their circles anymore or create new posts in circles. They will, however, retain the capability to remove people from the group if they no longer want certain accounts to be able to see their old limited posts. In other social networking news, Threads has added easy profile switching to its mobile apps. The Meta-owned X rival announced Thursday that it can now swap accounts by long pressing on the profile icon at the bottom right. Users can tap on the Add Profile option after the long press and add a new profile. This should make it easier for users with multiple Threads profiles to switch between them compared to having to completely log out and then log back in to separate accounts. Due to the rise and proliferation of AI-generated books, Amazon this week lowered its volume limits, capping new publications to 3 per day. The company announced the new limitations in a post on its Kindle Direct Publishing forum on Monday. While we have not seen a spike in publishing numbers, in order to help protect against abuse, we are lowering the volume limits we have in place on new creations. While the official announcement did not state a limit number, Amazon representatives told The Guardian about a 3-book limit, which can be adjusted if needed. And finally, Apple Store workers in France strike during the launch of the iPhone 15. French Apple Store workers had voted to strike starting today, September 22nd, on the official release date of the iPhone 15. Apple unions are asking for a 7% pay increase to combat inflation. Apple is offering 4.5% and for an end to a month-long hiring freeze. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.